Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. Well, this is a subject that appeals to women, yes, and you guys. And anyone out there that tells me that they are not concerned about getting older and how they look, I have to tell you, you're just not being truthful. Because I don't buy it for 1 second. We are all vain in different ways, but this is a country that looks at beautiful people, the Kardashians. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So I'm so excited to welcome Dr. Anthony Yun with us. His new book is out. It's called The Age Fix. This is a plastic surgeon that is spilling the beans on why we're paying too much, what we really need to do. So you're a plastic surgeon that basically you don't want to do surgery on us anymore. You're giving us all your secrets, doctor. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on, Frankie.
You've been a board-certified plastic surgeon, one of the country's best experts in looking younger without surgery. We've seen you on television. You've been on every major show. And your website is dryoun.com. It's Y-O-U-N. Okay. Give us some of the biggest mistakes we're doing.
Well, the reason why I set out to write this book, you know, The Age Fix, and kind of I think what sets me apart from a lot of other plastic surgeons is because I'm not necessarily a big fan of surgery. You know, I strongly believe that people should have the least amount of surgery necessary to make them happy. And that's kind of the whole idea behind this book, is how virtually everybody can look 10 years younger without going under the knife. So what's the biggest mistake we make? I think the biggest mistake that we make is assuming that you have to have surgery to look younger.
So I have an example. A very dear friend who's in her 70s lost a lot of weight recently, which is a bad thing when you're at that age. And she has looked, her skin has been gorgeous and glowing all the way along up until this weight loss. And now she's aged so badly, her neck and her skin. So she went to the doctor, a plastic surgeon, who did a lot of fillers for like $3,000. And she's so upset because she doesn't think it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you take a face that's like fallen and it really is in bad shape?
Well, I mean, there are surgical, so there are certain things that there's not a lot you can do non-surgical. So, you know, there in general, if you want to overall look younger, you don't ideally have to have surgery. But there are those issues that people have that really applying a cream isn't going to do it, eating the right foods isn't going to do it, that you do have to consider surgery. Now, for her specific situation, with losing as much weight as she had, you know, fillers are extremely expensive, you know, and she may have spent $3,000 on fillers. It is temporary. Each syringe of filler, which is 1 cc, which is a very small amount, typically starts around $500 to $600.
Yes.
Excuse me. And so the fact is that if you're going to undergo fillers like that, a better option potentially for her would have been using her own fat, you know, and doing what we call fat grafting, where you take fat from one part of the body and inject it into the cheeks. That way she pays once. She gets as much fat as she needs in the cheeks, and hopefully at least 50% of it sticks around long term.
Uh-huh. What are some of the other great suggestions that you make for people that want to look younger, men especially? I mean, what are some of your tips for men? Because a lot of men are listening to this and saying, okay, we always hear about the women, but what do you recommend for the men?
Well, for the men, really for everybody, there are four things that you really have to do with your skin to look younger. And if you do these four things and you give it a couple of months to see the results of it, you're going to be eons ahead of everybody else. So the first thing, and it's not exciting, but is to apply sunscreen every morning, okay? And that's going to block the UV rays of the sun. So men typically don't do that, but that's the number one way to protect your skin. Second thing that everybody really has to do is apply an antioxidant cream every morning. Antioxidants fight free radical damage. Basically, everything in our environment, including pollution, including people smoking around us, UV radiation from the sun, and even the foods that we eat. If we eat a lot of foods that aren't good for us, processed foods, that creates free radicals that can damage your skin. So applying an antioxidant cream every morning can help protect against that. The most famous antioxidant, most popular, is vitamin C.
Oh, yes, of course.
The third thing you want to do is about 2 to 3 times per week. Ideally, you want to exfoliate your skin. Okay, exfoliating your skin basically gets rid of the upper layer of dead skin cells that builds up as we get older, and it helps get rid of that upper layer. It smooths the skin, and interestingly enough, it sends a cellular signal to our deeper skin to get our skin turning over more quickly. Because
This is for men as well, and men, I think, are not doing the exfoliating. So, but when they shave, isn't that a form of exfoliating?
That is a mild form of exfoliating. It's not super aggressive, though. It's interesting because shaving, just like you say, there is a procedure that a lot of med spas and doctor's offices do called dermaplaning. And dermaplaning basically is done at the beginning of a micro peel, of a lunchtime peel, and what you literally do is take a blade and you kind of shave the extra, we call them vellus hairs, the tiny little hairs off of the face, as well as it gets rid of some of that upper layer of dead skin. But it's not enough.
I've had that done. Yeah.
Good, yeah. It's a great procedure, but in the end,
it is.
It's pretty much like shaving.
Right. Okay.
So
the
fourth thing is you got to apply an anti-aging cream every night. And the one that I recommend starting out with is a retinol cream. Now, women have thinner skin. The skin's more sensitive typically to products. Men have thicker skin. As we get older, the skin is thicker. It's typically more hardier, and it can tolerate the products better. If you're a man, you got to use an anti-aging cream every night. Ideally, I would start with a retinol or a Retin-A. The difference between Retin-A and retinol is Retin-A is prescription strength. You have to get it from a dermatologist or a plastic surgeon. Retinol is over-the-counter. You can buy it at the drugstore. The retinol is kind of a less potent, weaker form, but still really can help turn back the clock. So people do those four things: sunscreen every morning, antioxidant every morning, exfoliate a few times a week, and apply an anti-aging cream, ideally tretinoin, Retin-A, or a retinol, and you're going to be way ahead of everybody else.
Okay, what about what we drink? What would you prefer? I know you do not want us drinking soda.
Yeah, so actually, sugar is the number one dietary cause of premature aging. So people used to think fat was a big enemy. That's not true. You know, fat is not. It's the type of fat. Really, the main thing is sugar. And sugar will cause our skin to age quicker by two main mechanisms. Number one, sugar spikes cause insulin spikes, which cause inflammation. And inflammation, bad for our skin. Cause us to break out, you know, that type of thing. Second thing
really important,
is it causes
yeah.
glycation. Glycation is a fancy scientific term for sugar molecules. They bond to the collagen and the elastin in our skin. They make up the building blocks of our skin, and it deforms them. So it will physically deform the collagen in our skin, causing us to age more prematurely. And what food that we eat has the absolute most sugar? Soda pop. And recent studies have even shown how soda pop can actually cause us to age, our cells to age more quickly.
I love what you're saying. Such great, great information. Okay. Now, you also write in the new book, The Age Fix, 20 treatments under $20, dozens of instant fixes, surprising superfoods. What do you think? I know that you love this one fruit. Tell us what it is.
The one fruit?
Yeah, a fruit that can help you look younger and prevent sun damage.
Oh, there's so many out there. You'll have to give me a hint on which one, because really what you have to look at ideally for fruits and vegetables are the ones with the most color to them. So
most color, okay.
The red,
and
the
real
green,
quickly,
a variety of colorful fruits and veggies.
We're out of time. Real quickly, what's the best website? How can people find out more about you? The book is called The Age Fix. Yes, men, it's for you. And yes, you are included in this book. It's a must book. And he really gets into details of what we should be eating, how to apply beauty secrets, all these, fillers, everything you need to know. Okay, Doc, what's the best website?
DRYUN.com. If you buy the book, we have up to 6 free gifts on the website if you buy the book. So DrYUN.com
awesome.
Is available on Country.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And he'll be on my health show today for a longer segment. We'll be right back. It's Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio.
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. DHEA is a base building block for hormones that keeps us feeling healthy and alive. DHEA helps men and women 35 and up to maintain youthful vigor, enhance mood and focus, and sleep better at night. Twist 25 DHEA cream puts exactly what the body makes naturally, bioidentical DHEA, on the skin where DHEA occurs naturally and can be processed. And when you feel your best, you look your best. It's the little things we do each day that make the big things happen. Visit twist25.com to learn more and order online, or call 888-489-4782. That's 888-489-4782. Look your best, feel your best with Twist 25 DHEA cream. That's twist25.com.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger's, and all natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, and what a pleasure to welcome the Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter who gave us the best-selling phenomenon, The Power of Habit. His newest creation is called Smarter, Faster, Better. Charles Duhigg is with us, and Charles, what a pleasure. Your first book, The Power of Habit, spent over 150 weeks on the New York Times bestsellers list, has been translated into 40 languages, and now you have Smarter, Faster, Better, The Secrets of Being Productive in Life and Business. So let's talk about the same premise that you wrote the first book. Tell us a little bit more about this new book.
So the idea was that I became very curious about why I and so many other people felt like we were working so hard and yet continuing to fall farther and farther behind. And
yes.
I think in today's
world,
it's so right? It's so easy to spend all of your time being reactive, to just reply to emails and respond to other people's requests. And so I started asking researchers. It seems like there's some people who are more productive than others. And they said, yeah, that's exactly right. And in fact, the most productive people, they tend to have something in common, which is that they build habits and routines into their days that force them, encourage them to think a little bit more deeply about the choices they're making, about what their priorities are and how they set
yes.
goals.
So is it the power of that intention? So, for example, when I'm in the car and I want a parking space, I become hyper-focused on that parking space, and I just create a parking space no matter where I am in the country. I always find parking spaces. I just do. It's just the most uncanny thing. In the middle of New York City, you will have... Yeah, but it's because I'm like so focused.
Well, and what we know is that our brain has this almost incredible ability to pay attention to the things that we are focused on and the priorities we set,
yeah.
and to help us filter through information as a result. Psychologists refer to this as building mental models. And what we know is that our brain relies upon the way we visualize how we want our day to unfold to take a cue as to what we should focus on and what we can safely ignore, what's a distraction. And so one of the things that the most productive people do is they tend to spend more time, and this only takes about 10 minutes in the morning, just thinking to themselves, what's my biggest goal for today? How do I visualize my morning going or my afternoon going? You know, CEOs... Spend an unusual amount of time visualizing how a meeting is going to unfold.
I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt you, and I keep interrupting you, and I'm sorry, but I was so excited because I did this morning. I looked at your book, and I did this morning, and I sat down this morning, and I created a list of things that I want to have happen, and by 10:30, two really powerful things happened in my life this morning.
Yeah.
very exciting stuff that I've been working on a project and so it happened.
It's true. No, it absolutely works. I mean, that's the thing is that when we learn to focus the right way, it really helps our brain pay attention to what it should pay attention to. But it's not just focus, right? I mean, what's interesting is that, for instance, self-motivation, that the most productive people, they tend to self-motivate a little bit differently from everyone else. They tend to look for opportunities to take control of their choices, to take a chore and turn it into a choice. And to reflect more frequently on why they're doing certain things. Because we know that if you can link this task that's in front of you to something that's meaningful, to a value you hold or a goal that you really want to achieve, that it's easier to self-motivate. It's easier to take that first step. One of my favorite stories in the book is about the Marine Corps and how they've changed boot camp for new recruits. You know, you get all these 18-year-olds coming into boot camp who don't really know how to self-motivate. And so we think of boot camp as a place where you just learn discipline, you learn to follow orders, and that's part of it. But what boot camp does now is they also train people to find choices. So they'll take you into a mess hall, and after lunch they'll tell a group, okay, you guys got to clean the mess hall, but we're not going to tell you where the cleaning supplies are. We're not going to tell you whether you should throw away the leftovers or put them in the fridge. You have to take control. You have to make those decisions for yourself. Because they know that once young people learn that how good it feels to take control, once they become hooked to that instinct to assert ourselves, it becomes something that becomes automatic. That's how we learn to self-motivate. In fact, we can see this in brain scans within people's heads, that once they learn to take control, it becomes an instinct or a habit that helps us motivate for all the things we got to get done during each day.
So that neuroplasticity that many people talk about is really true.
It's absolutely true. It's a huge part of how we learn. And in fact, one of the interesting things is that now that we live in a world where there's so much information around us, understanding that neuroplasticity is critical. So one of the things we know about how people who are good at making use of information, taking data and making it into insights, one of the things that they do is they purposely slow down that information. They paradoxically make it a little bit harder to absorb. Psychologists refer to this as creating disfluency. And they found that, for instance, people who take notes by hand in a class, they tend to remember more of what they're learning than people who type their notes on a laptop. Or if you just learned a really interesting idea, if you turn to someone and you tell them about that idea, you force yourself to explain it to them, you're not only going to remember that idea longer, but you're going to end up using that idea in your daily life more. In the book, we tell this story through the Cincinnati public school system, which transformed how underperforming schools were teaching kids and transformed the schools, made them into these amazing places where kids thrive and learn because they slowed down the information. They made kids tell each other stories about what they were learning, because once you start interacting with information, that's when you really learn from it.
So fascinating. I'm loving this because it really is giving you a license to create whatever it is that you want in your life today.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's giving people permission to become productive instead of busy. I mean, look, the number one thing that drives us all crazy is this feeling of busyness, right? This feeling like I got to maximize every minute and I got to reply to every email. And study after study tells us that's not right. If you want to be productive, what you really should do is you should figure out ways to give yourself the time and the space to think a little bit more. For instance, take the making of Frozen, the Disney movie. You know, we all know Frozen is this huge hit movie, but it was actually on the brink of catastrophe just months before that movie was in theaters. And the way that they saved it is they told everyone to go into a room to take a minute and to slow down. And they said, what do you really want to say in this movie?
And we're out of time, but this is why we need your book, Smarter, Faster, Better, The Secrets of Being Productive in Life and Business, from the Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter Charles Duhigg. And what's the best website, Charles?
Well, if I'm Charles Duhigg, I'm at charlesduhigg.com, or if people just Google The Power of Habit, my previous book, or Smarter, Faster, Better, they'll find me.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. We'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. Biz Talk Radio.
Got glutathione? Probably not as much as you once had. As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that is a very big deal. Why? Because glutathione is your body's master antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. The less glutathione in your body, the more vulnerable you are to health issues. Backed by 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to naturally stimulate the body's own production of glutathione. RegActive is brought to you by Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics 15 years ago, and meets the criteria of the same high standards and trusted time-proven results. Revolutionary. Remarkable. RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. This is a very important two segments that you're listening to on the Frankie Boyer Show right here on Biz Talk Radio, because we assume that the IRS has the power. Joining us today is a gentleman who wants us to win. He wrote a book called How to Win Your Tax Audit, and it is important to understand what your taxpayer bill of rights are. He has been doing this for decades and has tremendous experience. He's here for a double segment. Dan Pilla is with us. He's been the nation's leader in taxpayers' rights defense and IRS abuse prevention and cure. He's regarded as one of the country's premier experts in the IRS procedures and general financial problems, resolution techniques, helped thousands of citizens, and he's with us today. And Dan, what a pleasure. Welcome back. Always wonderful to have you.
Well, thank you, Frankie. It's my pleasure to be back.
So can you just go over the taxpayer's Bill of Rights, please?
Well, yeah, the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights is a statement that the IRS put out, Frankie, that talks about what the basic rights are, that, you know, more or less what we'd call the fundamental rights are that taxpayers have when dealing with the Internal Revenue Service. And it's important to understand, Frankie, that taxpayers have always had these rights. This is not new. What is new is that the IRS has expressed these things in sort of a comprehensive way as part of an administrative statement that says, we acknowledge that these rights are in the law, and we acknowledge that taxpayers possess these rights and have the absolute power to use them in any situation. And there's 10 of them, and I'll just quickly run down the list if you want me to.
Yes, please do.
Is, you know, the right to be informed. You have the right to know what the law requires of you, and you have the right to know what your responsibilities are, and you've got the right to know what your options are. And so that's the right to be informed, the right to quality service, in other words, to deal with IRS people who know what they're doing. You've got the right to pay no more than the correct amount of tax, meaning that the IRS does not have the authority to collect a nickel from you that you don't owe, and it just doesn't make any difference, you know, what they think you might owe. The law controls what your actual liability is. You've got the right to challenge the IRS's position and be heard. This is very important because, you know, most people that interact with the IRS don't believe they have any right to challenge the IRS, and they believe that if they do challenge the IRS, it's not going to matter anyway. And that's just simply not true. The book How to Win Your Tax Audit spends a great deal of time on this particular right and how to use it. And that brings us to the next one, is that you have the right to appeal any IRS decision in an independent forum. And so, you know, when you are faced with a tax audit decision, let's say, that you disagree with, you've got the right to appeal that to the in fact, there's two steps of appeal, and most people don't realize they have these appeal rights that are available. You can appeal it to the IRS's appeals function, which operates independently from the audit function, and so they review appeal decisions, or I should say audit decisions. And if you disagree with the appeal decision, Frankie, you've got an additional right to appeal it to the United States Tax Court, and both of these are considered to be independent forums. The number six on the list is the right to finality. That is to say that you've got the right to ultimately have a decision in your case that's binding on both the IRS and you, so the IRS can't keep coming back and say, oh, you owe more. And then, of course, you've got the right to privacy. Nobody's got access to your confidential tax information, and that plays into to number eight, which is the right to confidentiality. The IRS cannot disclose your confidential information without your consent. Number nine is you've got the right to retain representation. And this is important too, Frankie, because taxpayers have not only the right to retain representation, you got the absolute right to be represented by counsel in any interaction with the IRS. And this is critical, because not only do you have that right, but you have the right to stop any IRS meeting or conference or hearing of any kind if you feel like at some point along the way you're in over your head. You know, in other words, if you've started representing yourself during the course of an audit and the audit takes a turn that you're uncomfortable with, you've got the right to stop that meeting right in its tracks and get counsel. And then the last thing on the list is sort of just a conceptual existential kind of idea, but it's important, and that is the right to a fair and just tax system, meaning that the IRS does not have the power to run you over in the process of collecting taxes. And that's it.
Okay,
those are the 10 taxpayer rights, which I talk about extensively. Go ahead.
Extensively in your book, and there isn't anybody more knowledgeable, so I'm so thrilled you're back with us. Why are people so afraid of the IRS?
Well, they're afraid because they're ignorant. I mean, that's the number one reason. The people don't know what their rights are. People don't know how to assert their rights if they believe they have any. You know, in a 2013 study by the National Taxpayer Advocate, she did an analysis. The Taxpayer Advocate did an analysis of a survey of people concerning taxpayers' rights, and she found that most people have no idea what their rights are and therefore can't take advantage of them. And even worse, she explained that IRS employees do not always communicate what these rights are to taxpayers at the proper time. Well, I can take that a step farther and tell you that the IRS almost never communicates what people's rights are, and that's why they're afraid of the agency. They don't know what their rights are when they're dealing with the IRS, and so consequently, they get taken advantage of.
You have been our advocate for a lot of years, and I know that there are frustrating situations finding the right people when you call. You know, it goes down to just, I had a very ugly situation happen last year where they can put a lien on you. And I fought so hard, and I went crazy when I found out what happened. And of course, it was miscommunication, and it was a really ugly situation where certain monies were supposed to be given. One person didn't know what the other person was doing, and they went in and did a lien, and I fought that so hard, and I won.
Yeah.
And of course, no one said they were sorry, but I won. And
as long as you got the lien released, what difference does it make if they're sorry or not? But
right.
But here's the thing, Frankie, that's important that you speak to there. Number one on the list of the taxpayers' rights that we just went through is the right to be informed. And one of the things mandates is that if they assert a tax liability against you, they have to issue a notice and give you an opportunity to appeal. And once the tax liability is assessed, if they want to start enforced collection, they have to give you a second type of notice and an opportunity to appeal. And if they want to file a tax lien, they have to give you yet another notice and an opportunity to appeal. And you know what? They routinely ignore these notice requirements, and that's a violation of law.
Right. That's what happened. But I want to go back to it. I was talking to a mutual friend of ours this morning who is saying that he has problems because they are saying a check that he received from a client was $85,000, not $8,500. Now he's fighting that. But what we don't understand is that we have every right in the world, and this is why your book is so important, How to Win Your Tax Audit, but it's also an insider's guide to successfully negotiating with the IRS.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, what we're talking about in the book is all of the step-by-step procedures that every taxpayer in America needs to know to deal with this agency, not just getting through an audit, Frankie, but understanding how the return is selected for audit in the first place. How does the IRS attack a return? What are the things that the agency looks for? What is your burden of proof with respect to an audit? In other words, how do you challenge what the IRS is doing? How do you How do you defend yourself? And that all-important question is, how do you appeal a decision? Because, frankly, most people that come through an audit are going to end up, at least in the mind of the IRS, owing more money, but those audit results are wrong 60 to 90% of the time. So we tell you the step-by-step procedures for challenging the audit so you don't end up paying taxes you don't owe.
Well, and that's the other point that I want to ask you is that many people think the IRS never make mistakes. Absolutely not true.
Yeah, it couldn't be further from the truth, as a matter of fact. You know, their computer notices, and I've documented this. You know, my writings go back more than 25 years, and I've documented this over and over and over again, that the computer notices that the IRS mails out, which is over $100 million a year, by the way, so this is not a small thing. The computer notices are wrong about 50% of the time. The advice that the IRS gives over the phone, if you call them up and ask them questions about tax return preparation, that advice is wrong anywhere between 20 to 40% of the time, depending on what year you're, you know, what year happens to be in under scrutiny.
Hey, we need to take a quick break, but he's coming.
Yeah.
Dan is coming right back. He's coming right back because this is really powerful, wonderful information. He's been doing this for decades. Dan Pilla is with us. His book is How to Win Your Tax Audit. And Dan, what's the best website for you? TaxHelpOnline.com. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio.
This is Ellie Cullen, registered nurse and founder of Your Future Health, a company that offers blood tests for disease prevention that allows you to take control of your health. Recently, Fox and NBC News featured Judy, one of our clients, who used our system to detect pancreatic cancer at its earliest stage, which she says saved her life.
I found the tumor from one of the deadliest cancers, even before I had any symptoms, thanks to Your Future Health. Finding this deadly cancer so early enabled my doctor to remove it before it spread. That was 2 years ago, and today I enjoy excellent health. I hope everyone who hears my testimony will be called to action to test with Your Future Health. And I know as a nurse, if you wait until you have symptoms with pancreatic cancer, it is often too late. Having this test done early saved my life.
Call Your Future Health at 877-468-6934 or visit yourfuturehealth.com.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account. accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Joining us today is a man who has been our advocate for fighting the IRS and understanding what all of this is about, Dan Pilla. For over three decades, he's been the nation's leader in taxpayers' rights and defense in IRS abuse prevention. How to Win Your Tax Audit is his book. It's 1-800-346-6829. That's 1-800-346-6829. TaxHelpOnline.com is the website. And he absolutely gets into ways to challenge a bogus audit. 16 secrets to effective communication. How to stop the IRS from contacting your bank, employer, friends, and neighbors. 10 ways to prove deductions and verify income. 3 simple ways to combat any erroneous forms, 1099s or W-2s. It goes on and on. 8 red flags that might indicate potential mistakes, incompetencies, or scams. And Dan, it's a pleasure to have you. We always love having you on.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Frankie, and I appreciate you having me.
So let me ask you another question, because this is one that comes up all the time. We have rights. There has been a lot of talk about scams out there. And I know that you're talking about the real IRS, but can you just quickly tell us what the IRS will never do? Because there's a lot of people that are giving money out and doing all that. So tell us what they would never do.
Yeah, that's a good question, Frankie, and a good point to make, because you know people are getting scammed everywhere by this IRS impersonation problem, and you know, a couple of things to keep in mind. The IRS is never going to call you in the first instance without sending notices first. In other words, they don't initiate audit contact or collection contact with a phone call, ever, ever, ever. It's going to be notifications first, and they're not going to call you and just say, well, you know, we've got to clarify your identifying information. You need to give us your Social Security number to do that. You know, they aren't going to do that. They're never going to demand that you pay taxes without getting a notice first offering an opportunity for appeal. They're never going to demand that you pay taxes in a particular way, like through a debit card or a credit card or a wire transfer payment of some kind. They're never going to ask for debit card or credit card numbers over the telephone. And they're never, ever, ever going to communicate by email, particularly in a collection case, Frankie. And so if you, in fact, owe the IRS money and you get an email from somebody pretending to be from the IRS, that is an absolute scam. They will never, ever use email to collect. And the last thing, Frankie, is they're never going to threaten to haul you off to jail if you don't pay your taxes today. That is never going to happen. These impersonation phone calls use that angle all the time to scare people into using a credit card or a debit card to pay the taxes, and it's an absolute scam if somebody says that to you.
So, Dan, this book talks about the red flags. Let's talk about those 8 red flags that you write about in your book, which is called How to Win Your Tax Audit. But it's not just that. It's everything you could ever – you really cannot – I know that many of us have extensions, many have not filed yet. You want to call 1-800-346-6829. You want to get this book, How to Win Your Tax Audit, because you don't ever want to file your taxes without this book. This is how powerful and important this book is. So that being said, what are some of those red flags that might indicate potential mistakes? Incompetencies,
well, I think
or
one thing is for sure is a tax preparer that is not going through the questions with you properly to understand what business you're in. A couple of things that happen there is when you just don't have the information or the tax preparer doesn't have the information from you that he requires, that is needed to have an accurate tax return, that's one of the things that is going to cause a problem. Another thing that's going to cause a problem is any tax preparer that's offering a tax reduction, quote unquote tax shelter type of arrangement is going to potentially raise, well, that raises a red flag in my mind and potentially is going to get you in trouble by using strategies to cut your taxes that might not be perfectly legitimate. The other thing to look out for is tax preparers that are promising and guaranteeing increased refunds, compared to some of the things that you've historically done in your tax return. You know, a preparer who seeks a fee-based percentage on the basis of your refund is one of the things that I would watch out for.
Oh yeah.
To me that's a really a red flag, because you got a guy that is basing his fee on the amount of money that he's getting back for you, and you just don't know. Most taxpayers just don't have any way to know whether whether that refund is going to be legitimate or not, or the guy
so,
is you know the guy is
yeah
you know
I have a
and,
real
and another
real
thing,
quick question.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask you, what happens if the tax preparer that you've hired for years and years is elderly and forgets to file your taxes and is no longer in business because he was so old and feeble and no one knew that? Are you responsible, or can
yeah,
you
yeah,
get
you're
some
still
kind?
Yes, absolutely, Frankie. You're still responsible.
Okay.
Keep in mind that the responsibility to file a tax return is non-delegable. You can't pass that off to some other person.
Okay.
And you say, well, he forgot to file my return. No. You didn't file your return, because remember, you still have to sign the tax return, and you still have to either mail the tax return in or authorize the tax preparer to e-file it. And so, I mean, just for example, here we are. It's April.
We gotta
11,
go.
April
we've gotta
15.
Go. No, we've gotta.
Okay.
We're out of time. There's so much more. I would love to get you back again. 1-800-346-6829 is the phone number for the book. TaxHelpOnline.com. What a powerful book, How to Win Your Tax Audit, An Insider's Guide to Successfully Negotiating with the IRS. Dan, always a pleasure. Come back again soon. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening, everyone. Make it a great day and smile.
Though your heart is aching, smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.